Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Howdy and welcome to the Tara Show. You can tell by the sound of my voice, I'm not Tara. I'm Tony Dale, and I'm so glad that you're here. I have the great privilege to sit in for, actually, one of my favorite talk show hosts. I've been blessed by getting to know her, Tara, and we become friends. We have a lot in common. Her family's come up and hung out on my veranda up in Tryon, and she's one of the most exceptional people. But as not only a talk show host and myself, but the son of one of the first talk show hosts in the United States, I have to tell you, I think Tara is one of the best talk show hosts I have ever heard. I really mean that. And so it's a high honor to be here. And to be here at a time like this, when, you know, there's an old Chinese curse. And it's a curse. May you live in interesting times. Well, we've arrived. I certainly have to say that. So before we kind of kick into this next segment, oh, yes, don't forget this. If you want to communicate, remember that communication is a two-way street. It's the transmission and reception of information. So I'm ready to receive at 800-905 0989. That is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. I've heard of those guys. And it's also the talk line if you want to talk physically. It's funny, when I first started doing talk radio, of course, we didn't have texting, so that's all we did was talk, and now people text so much of the time. So I would like to start this first with a quote. This is Thomas Sowell, one of the great minds, certainly one of the great Black thinkers of all times. But this is what he said. Helping those who have been struck by unforeseeable misfortune is fundamentally different from making dependency a way of life. Thank you, Thomas Sowell. But to try to inject a wee bit of humor in this whole thing, Ronald Reagan told a joke that I think sums up what essentially what socialism, Marxism, communism are. And it really was one of his best jokes. Have a listen to this and then put it in the context of our discussion today.
I recently asked my friend's little girl what she wanted to be when she grows up. She said she wanted to be the President of the United States. Both of her parents, liberal Democrats, were standing there. So I asked her, if you were president, what would be the first thing you would do? Well, she replied, I'd give food and houses to all the homeless people. Her parents beamed. Wow, what a worthy goal, I told her. But you don't have to wait until you're president to do that. You see, you can come over to my house right now, and you can mow the lawn, pull weeds, and sweep my driveway, and I'll pay you $50. Then, I'll take you over to the grocery store where that homeless guy hangs out, and you can give him the $50 to use toward food and a new house. She thought that over for a few seconds, then she looked me straight in the eye and asked, why doesn't the homeless guy come over and do the work, and you can just pay him the $50? I said, welcome to the Republican Party. Her parents are still not speaking to me. I recently asked my friend's little girl what she wanted to be when she grows up. She said she wanted
So there you have it. Thank you, the brilliant Ronald Reagan. Let me get to a text here because I think this hits it pretty well. Good morning, Tony. There is a local meat store I like to visit. They sell tenths of ground round for about $30 twice. I've had the same woman offer to use food stamps to buy me a bag in exchange for $20 cash. I haven't done it, but I can't help thinking it might be the only way to get a return for what I pay for other people's groceries. Oh, that is rich. So there's a larger issue here. All of this governance that we have been paying through with our taxes, and by the way, I'm going to go on record and tell you that I have never believed that there should be an income tax, and that I think it's insidious that we created such, but it is what it is. But the point, though, is how have we come to this pretty pass, and what pass are we in now exactly? Well, this may be a different way of looking at it. Because we're all affected by this. Essentially, things are really, really good right now if you happen to be in the top 10%, particularly if you're in the top 1%. Because the top 10% dominate the media, social media. They have done wonderfully well in the everything bubble that's now underway. And they're not having a 50% crash in their life. The top 10%. They live in a different world than the rest of us do. But there is a crash. It's already happened for the bottom 50%, for the middle class Americans, for us. For many Americans, health care they receive is equivalent in this country to what people receive in third world countries. There's literally what I would call a neo-feudal divide. Between a handful of very, very wealthy people who have no limits on how they profit or exploit or use their power. And then there's everyone else. The top 10% have this soaring stock market. And yes, I'm in the investment business, and that's a wonderful thing, and it's a good thing, and I'm trying to help my clients do that. However, the fact is that for the majority of Americans, that is not what's happening. So if you go back and look at this essentially betrayal by the elites of everyone else and what our whole republic was designed to function as, which is a representative form of government, you will find that historically bad things have happened. Well, just to give you a sense of how much things have fallen, the bottom 90% of Americans have been losing ground steadily. If you go back to 1975, the share of income in this country that went to the bottom 90% was about 68%. It has dropped now to about 47%, while at the same time, the people who are on the top of that big pyramid, the lords of the universe in our new neo-feudalism, are doing very well, thank you very much, and intend to continue to do so. Now, when you take that and you go back and look what's happened historically, what happened in the days of feudalism, eventually the natives got restless and they showed up with their pitchforks and you ended up with revolutions and things of that nature. And if we are not able to facilitate the vision of MAGA and Donald Trump of returning equity and fairness to this country and give people a say in their own governance, I submit to you we're heading in that direction pretty quickly. Well, having said that, we'll make a little break and come back with more right after this.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Howdy. Welcome. Good morning. I can't see the sky from the angle out the window, so I don't know whether you saw the biggest supermoon of the year this morning. The Beaver Moon. Sounds a little rude to me, but at any rate, it's going to be big tomorrow too, and we have clear skies. I just thought that was cool driving into work this morning. 3 o'clock or whatever it was, to see that. Okay, before we continue with the outrage du jour, which is what I call current events, can I do a little something funny? Some of you may know this, that I'm a musician and a songwriter and I write songs and do that. Some on our show, I've frequently done parody songs. I love to do those, but I've done a bunch of other things, and I'm not a country songwriter. The stuff I write is more sort of rocky, jazzy, bluesy stuff, but I have tremendous regard for country songwriters as lyricists. They write some of the most interesting, entertaining, social commentary, sort of drugstore philosopher type. It's one of the reasons, as an aside, I like the Don Henley from the Eagles. He's not a country writer, but he writes in that same sort of sensibility. And I've been reading an old Larry McMurtry book recently called Texasville. Of course, I'm from Texas, but let me turn my phone off. You know, you would just think that I would have thought of that, but hey, at 78, you get a pass. That's one of the nice things about getting a little older. You get away with missing stuff and you can blame it. Oh, well, I just forgot because I'm 78. And where was I? Oh, yes. At any rate, humor. So I love some of these song titles, and I want to have a little fun with you guys. So I'm going to give you some of my favorite country song titles, and I would love for you to text me what your favorite funny country song title is, or if you want to just make one up, we'll do that. And maybe I'll award somebody who I think came up with the best one today. So my favorite of all, I'll start with, "My wife ran off with my best friend. God, I sure do miss him." That's a good one. You got to admit. And then there's another one. "Lead me not into temptation." I'll find that on myself. Yeah. And finally this, and then we'll talk seriously again. You have to be human. You have to find humor in life to get through the seriousness of life. You really do. Okay. "If you wanted a midlife crisis, you should have started sooner." There you go. Okay, so let's get back to the more serious things. First of all, on the text line, I like this. "The word work may have four letters, but it is not a dirty four-letter word. We do a disservice to the esteem and psyche of people when we allowed able-bodied people to remain on the dole." Well said. And there is somebody wrote, "Thank you, Woodrow Wilson, for giving us the income tax." Yep. Oh, here's a good one. "There's tears in my beer because I'm crying for you, dear." That's a good one. "Cry music equals charity." I like that. Okay. To throw out an overused word, "Socialism is not sustainable. A few rich people, contrary to what Mom Donnie thinks, cannot continue to support everyone." Oh, yes. "Rich man north of Richmond." That's a particularly good one. Okay, so let's talk about this inequality thing. First, let me tell you about debt. You know, the Bible has one of my favorite proverbs. The borrower becomes slave to the lender. And as a nation, we have become enslaved to debt. We are on a national level at historic, shocking levels of national debt. But individually, this is true. Household debt, this is the most recent stats on this, is pretty freaky. Household debt to income ratio. So what that is essentially a metric of how much is a percentage of their household income is now being strained. So they're spending, in other words, a higher percentage than they're making. You would be disappointed to find out that South Carolina is number 7 with a debt-to-income ratio of 1.72. So we're stretched. We're borrowing money just to live. North Carolina, by the way, is number 19 at 1.5. And you, Hawaii is number 2, Idaho, of all things, number 1. The point here is that we, as individuals and a nation, have become tremendously in debt and thus enslaved as a result of that. And that's not a good thing. So it's led us to a point where we now, this is such an interesting poll. So a new poll of American voters was taken to find out about how Americans feel about what you would call economic populism. So 58% of American voters believe the nation needs more economic populism, defined as policies that promote the interest of ordinary people ensure a fair distribution of economic benefits. This plays into what I was talking about earlier about how the top 1%, 10% control 90%. Did you know that? I don't think I told you that statistic. Yeah. The top 10% own 90% of the wealth now, much of it in the stocks and real estate and so forth. So this concept of getting rid of this inequality is very popular. Nearly 60% of Americans say something the government should do is change that. Okay, well, how does this break down by party? So 46%, nearly half of these people associate economic populism with the Democratic Party, only 26 with the Republican Party. So they see the Democrats as the ones that are most likely to be thinking about that. Well, if you think about that, if this is a mainstream view, you can see kind of how the Democrats are trying to use that leverage. And they even said this, for crying out loud. The number two person on the Democratic House came out last week and said, it's really sad that these poor people are going to lose their SNAP benefits, but this is the only real leverage we got. In other words, too bad, kids. And yeah, you voted for me, but in order for us to do what we want to do, which is basically take over the country and turn it into a Marxist state and redistribute all the wealth, well, we're just going to have to let you suffer. So I think the most intriguing part of this survey is this. 46%, of course, pointed to the Democratic Party as opposed to 26% for the Republican. But here's an interesting side note. 27% are independents. They're not saying either way. That is a huge block of voters. And the reason I like to bring this up right now is that this really, what you're seeing is it's marketing, it's positioning. You see Donald Trump, whose whole rationale has been to make things even. That's what MAGA is really all about. And yet the Democratic Party have positioned themselves or trying to portray themselves as one to help you. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not what's going on. And I think you're awake enough to know that. And I'm awake enough to know it's about time to hit a break, isn't it, Tim? Okay. I will be back with more of The Tara Show. I'm Tony Dale sitting in. See you in a minute.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey! There we go. Howdy, welcome back to this show. Before we get into this serious stuff, it's just my nature. I just love to laugh. Have you ever thought about this? Humans are the only creature that has the gift of humor and laughter. I think that's such a wonderful thing. And I think we need to find more time to do it. So I started a little silly contest earlier, inviting people to write in what your favorite funny country song titles are, because I submit to you that I think country songwriters is just write some of the best lyrics of anybody. So here's one for you. Get up off the floor, Hannah. Them fogs has got to be fed. Oh, that's a good one right there. And here's another one. Tony, if you play country music backwards, you get your dog, your truck, and your girlfriend back. Or if fingerprints showed up on skin, I wonder who they'd find on you. Or Jimmy Buffett, my head hurts, my feet stink, and you don't love me anymore. Yeah, that's true. Jimmy Buffett wrote some funny stuff. I'll tell you somebody that wrote that. In fact, I'm going to use this as a lead-in to our conversation about where we are right now, economically and as a nation. Don Henley of the Eagles. He is, I would say, if not my favorite, one of my favorite all-time writers, because he writes about societal stuff very cleverly. He has a song called Give Me What You Got, and I'm gonna not sing it for you because I don't have a guitar here, and besides, even if I did, you might not like it. But it says, your baby sees your food, yours looks better, she throws it on the floor. Here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, the first words a baby learns is more. The name of the song, by the way, is Give Me What You Got. And then he says, we're a nation of noses pressed up against the glass. We've seen it on the TV and we got to get it fast. Give me what you got. That's the name of the song. Okay, so let's relate that then to socialism, Marxism, what's happening with Mamdani running in New York, who is openly Marxist, openly wants to take what you got and give it to somebody. And this entire thing we're witnessing with the end of the SNAP thing is a perfect example of the dependency on government that has happened. And somebody corrects me. Monkeys have the ability to laugh. They have the ability to make noise. I don't know that they are actually laughing. I mean, I have a dog that sounds just like Cheetah from Tarzan. I don't think that she's laughing. Somebody wrote, I'm really enjoying an old man's perspective on the world this morning. Well, yeah, I guess at 78, I got to claim it, huh? Here's another text on the text line. I'm still waiting on a Democrat that's screaming the cost of living's too high and supports their party by adding $1.5 trillion to the debt. And yes, there it is. And here's another one on the text line. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, lest I forget. Tony, when the common average people become wiser and have more common sense than any politician, we do need something other than politicians. So I don't know. And here's the problem. I understand your point, and I understand it and get it. Here's the thing, though. Somebody texted Tara. Has my voice gone up? I don't know. I did run into a fire plug on the way in. No, I'm not Tara. I'm Tony. It's a different sort of tonality working there. Anyway, Tara, in this case, Tony, we have an election on November 4th. Yes, we do. For Spartanburg County Council, District 3, Paul Abbott Jr. is on the Republican ballot, and Kathy Harvey struggling to make ends meet. So, yes, and here's another one. And it's important. It is that day, which reminds me, coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Lee Bright on, who just got elected. I'm so glad he won. And we can chat with him about what his plans are. Tony, urge Anderson County residents to get out and vote. The sales tax increase is on the ballot today. It will hit everyone at a time when people are struggling to make ends meet. And yes, let's go back to that. So first, you're going to find this interesting. They say that demographics is destiny. And it's true. Throughout the world, fewer and fewer children are being born. That is a fact. And it is a difficult fact when the people who are working now are the ones who are paying the taxes to pay for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and all the rest of this stuff. And it's the same throughout the developed world. So the global population reached 8.2 billion. That's the first time in history. However, this is very interesting. Gen Z and the Alpha generation, between them, now make up half of the population. It, as an aside, when you combine those two things, that is the future. So those are the ones who are now in elementary school. That's the Alpha generation. And then Gen Z are the ones who are 18 to 34 or 44, rather. And of course, then you have the millennials. The baby boomer bunch only make up 17% of the population. And those over 79, dang, I'm going to be in a real minority here next year, make up 2%. Well, then, now, what does that all mean? Well, it means, for one thing, that when you look far downstream, you look then at the ideology and the motivation and the characteristics of the generations that are going to become adults and be leading this country, which, it starting with the millennials, working your way backwards, that is the vast majority. Now, having said that, I have some other actually interesting good news. When you break this down into politics, according to numbers from the Financial Times, the birth rates are falling for both progressives and liberals and conservatives. But listen to this. Conservatives are having more babies. Yes, we are. Dramatically so. In our country, we are having, now it's fallen from 2.7 births down to 2.4, but that's conservatives. The liberals, since 1980, have fallen from 2.8 to 1.8. So, if that's the case, that being said, wouldn't it then follow that if we can help educate and train these young people that are going to be the future leaders, more of whom apparently are being born to conservatives than liberals, that does give us some hope that maybe we could turn the ship around. Oh, and you might ask this question. I wonder why that is. Well, think about that dynamic for a second. I can remember clearly when feminism first started, and it was all about, you don't need men, forget it, you don't need a man in your life, a woman, she can have it all, do it all that whole thing. to the point now that the majority of the liberals, I think, are angry white women, just angry women. That's the majority in the Democratic Party. However, they're angry for a lot of reasons. One is they're unfulfilled, I believe. They have by far statistically more mental problems. That is just a fact. But when you look at that, that actually should be a hopeful sign for most of us, because it means that perhaps we're headed toward a future where there will be more younger conservative people. And you see this happening. There is a huge movement of young men, especially finding the Lord and buying Bibles. Hey, hallelujah, that's a cool thing. And that leads to real conservatism, conserving the things that matter most. Well, anyway, what matters most is I hit this break, which is upon us, which means don't you go away. Howdy, howdy. So glad you showed up today. And I'm glad that you're, if you're driving in your car, drive carefully. And if I might say this, drive hands-free. You are a commuter, if you're listening to this, probably, because this isn't what they call drive time. So many of the people who listen to radio this time of day are in their cars. And God bless South Carolina for passing a hands-free driving rule, because I don't know about you, it's my pet peeve. So just the only thing you're allowed to do is punch the button to change the channel. No phones. So when I tell you that you may text me, I'm praying that you're not driving when I encourage you to text me, that I'd love to hear from you. Okay, so quickly before we get back to the serious business, I earlier started this little funny thing going where I was talking about great country song titles. My favorite is "My Wife Ran Off with My Best Friend and God, I Sure Do Miss Him." But if you've never heard this one, you should go look this song up. No joke. "I'm My Own Grandpa." Have you ever heard that song? Oh my gosh, it's funny.
I haven't heard that one.
You, Tim, no. It is a crack up. If you can find it on YouTube, see if you can find it. We'll play some of it later. It's at least a little bit of it.
What's it called?
"I'm My Own Grandpa."
Okay.
I can't remember the name of the artist. Anyway, back to more serious matters. And here's a guy who says, "We need a boomer radio network." Well, that's kind of what this is, really, if you think about it. That's what conservatism is. Oh, one of the best quotes on conservatism, since we're going to talk about this a bit, was Winston Churchill. He said, let me see if I can do it as he would. "When I was young, I was a liberal because I thought that conservatives had no heart. Then I became older and became a conservative because I realized that liberals have no brain." I think that is pretty much says it all. Okay, so we ended the last segment discussing kind of the generational element of where we might be going politically in this country. And it is true. There is a huge number, the highest number we've had for 80 years or better, of young men voting for Republicans in this last election. It was stunning. And I know this. You can see it when I go to church. I see this. A tremendous number of young men are finding Christ or finding the Lord, want to go to church. Bible sales. Did you know this? Bible sales were up 36% year-to-year so far this year, year-to-date. That's a big deal. What is happening? People have lived through the craziness of the Biden years, the COVID, the rest of it, have lost faith and trust in governance, science, and certainly the Democratic Party. And so they're searching for the ultimate truth, and that's where you're going to find it, for sure. But in the interim period, let me step back and give you a different perspective, first of all, on kind of how I think about these things. You may know this. I'm a recovering meteorologist who honestly never recovered. But part of meteorology is climatology. What that means is that you study the long-term cycles of weather. And I'm talking tens and tens of thousands of years. And we know that we had a glacial period. We've had incredible warm-ups, all of that sort of thing. But it isn't just weather that's cyclical. Everything is cyclical throughout the universe, really. The sun has cycles and all the rest. Okay, economies have cycles. And we've lived through, let's go back to 2000. I say this, of course, Common Sense Retirement Planning is my company. But so I saw this. This is what got me interested in the whole investing thing, is cyclicality and the cycles of history, because I love history. So you go back and you can see economic cycles, historical cycles. Well, one of the things that you see on varying cycles when it comes to war and revolution historically. And if there's a fellow named Martin Armstrong, I recommend you go read this guy. He invented the first AI computer program called Socrates. And the whole thing was based on cyclicality. He was a commodities trader, but he was also a programmer and a coder. And so back, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it was, he came up with this program that could project what was happening based on what had happened in the past. And it has been so accurate, he predicted almost to the day the 87 stock market crashed, 2008, but also societal things. And one of the things his computer program is showing is that there is going to be a coming war somewhere in the next few years, 26 or so to 32 is going to be the period of wars and revolutions. So let's talk about revolutions for a second here. Larry Klayman, you may know him, very highly respected attorney, recently made some comments. And he said this, I believe things are only going to get worse, though Trump has been incredibly successful. The only thing that the left can do is fight. Just as Karl Marx realized, Saul Alinsky realized, I would add to this, Cloward Piven realized, you take control of a society by destabilizing it and by destroying Judeo-Christian values. Well, the Democratic Party is officially bragging now about using the EBT SNAP benefits as leverage to trigger a civil war. I think that is really essentially what we're watching unfold here. That's reality. Think of it. You had two assassination attempts on the president. There's a bounty on Pam Bondi. Charlie Kirk got murdered. The mayor of Boston got places attacked. So this is a full court press to destroy the republic as we know it. This is exactly what Karl Marx did. This is exactly what Mao did with the youth revolution. And I think that what you're getting ready to see is precisely that. We are going to see violence. I don't see how you can avoid it when you have the cartels who are in league with the Democratic Party. That's what this immigration thing's been about. And Trump's attempt to turn that around, Trump's attempt to try to bring economic equity back. We talked about that a little earlier as well. These are the fundamental issues that we are facing right here. And never has it been more important to speak truth and love, to use a biblical term, than it has now. But we're going to talk about some other things to do with politics with Lee Bright in the upcoming hour. But as we're getting close to the end of this hour, I do want to throw it out. If you have some great old country music, funny titles, put them up here and we'll read some of those as well. Tony Dale in for Terra Servatius. You stay right there.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.